Please do sit down. So we're going to have our final reading and just look at another reading where there are some similarities in here. And we'll just ask if you are able, anybody can find me Matthew chapter 14. And it's verses 22 to 32. And it's found in our Bibles, in the church Bibles here on 928. Thank you, Jane. Anybody find it? You could have a look in your Bible, actually. It might be in your Bible. It's the Jesus and the water, and he walks on water in this one. Right, would anybody be happy to read that? Oh, wait, oh, look, there's some multiple volunteers. This is great.
Immediately, Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead of him to the other side while he dismissed the crowd. After he had dismissed them, he went up on a mountainside by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone, but the boat was already a considerable distance from the land, buffeted by the waves because the wind was against it. Shortly before dawn, Jesus went out to them walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. "It's a ghost," they said, and cried out in fear. But Jesus immediately said to them, "Take courage, it is I. Don't be afraid." "Lord, if it's you," Peter replied, "let me come to you on the water." "Come," he said. Then Peter got out of the boat and walked on the water and came towards Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, cried out, "Lord, save me!" Immediately Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. "You of little faith," he said, "why did you doubt?" And when they climbed into the boat, the wind died down. Then those who were in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God."
Thank you. Thank you very much. You know, before this week, I had never realized that Jesus, it appears, is a mountaineer. In the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus seems to be regularly up high. During the temptation, Jesus is raised up to the heights in Matthew 5 in the Sermon on the Mount, which mirrors Moses receiving the Torah. In the reading we've just heard, he seeks a place to pray on a mountainside. In Matthew 17, the transfiguration of Jesus is on a mountain. In Matthew 28, I had never realized, the Great Commission, Jesus and the 11 disciples are up a mountain as he sends them away. It is clear that the author recognized the importance of symbolism of elevated land. And of course, the symbolism of water. And the difference in this reading compared to the ones we've read earlier is that Jesus does not separate the water, and nor does he simply still the waters. But Jesus comes from the mountain, from a place of refuge. And with full authority over creation, he walks across the mess and chaos that is humankind and reaches to us to take us by the hand. Just as David describes in Psalm 18, being reached down to and pulled up from the deep waters, likewise, Jesus reaches down to us. In our chaos, full of love and grace, his hand is extended, offering to walk alongside us through the storm and back to a place of refuge.